Yuma Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin 8-7, and the last one in this topic. Here we're talking more about Hatzalas Nefashos, saving lives, and being Machal Shabbos in order to do so. The Mishnah says, Misha Nafla Lav Mapolas, if there was a collapsed building and someone was inside, Safik Husham, Safik Enosham, or even if there's just a Safik whether or not he was inside, Safik Chai, Safik Mace, and maybe there's a doubt, there's a Safik of whether or not he is still alive. Maybe he's dead, very likely. Safik over Kochavim, Safik Yisrael, maybe he wasn't Jewish, which would be required in order to be Michal Shabbos. In all cases, Mefak Chinalav Esagal. In all cases like that, we excavate the rubble in order to search to see if we can save this person. These different conditions, these different sfeikas, are taught in what's called Lozu V'Afzu. And lozu afzu means they're taught both like jointly and severally, meaning you don't need to have all these conditions. Any one of these conditions would be enough to allow a person to go and do the excavation. And the point of the Mishnah here is, even if we're talking about an excavation that would entail malacha d'orais on Shabbos, however that would be, you know, you have to take a shovel to dig a hole and make a tunnel, whatever the story is, you could do that no problem in search of, in an attempt to save the person who's trapped inside. Matzu chai, if the person on whom the building collapsed is found to be alive, mefachken alav, so then we fully take him out. Now you'd ask yourself, yes, of course you'd fully take him out, because why in the world else are you digging through the rubble if not to take him out of the rubble? And the point of the Mishnah is here is that even if the person is alive now, but it's clear that he's about to die. He's got just chai isha, just a few, you know, moments or minutes left, it doesn't matter. Even for those last few moments or minutes or hours of life, we certainly do continue to excavate him, and Shabbos is pushed off so that we can prolong his life and save his life, even if it's just for a little bit. The mace, on the flip side, if we find that he is no longer alive, yanichu, then we leave him there. The point of this line of the mission is that there's a machlokus back in Shabbos, regarding if there's a burning building and there's a corpse inside, unburied corpse inside, do we permit the removal of that body on Shabbos? Because a corpse is mukta on Shabbos. There's machlokes over there. And according to Rish Lakish, we do remove the body, allow it to be removed. Even according to him, however, over here with the collapsed building, the body may not be removed. It has to be left until after Shabbos. The difference is that in this scenario where there's a fire, people are panicked in the, you know, urgency of the thought of the body being burned, etc., Rahman al-Salam, and they might come to do all sorts of things like put out the fire on Shabbos, which would be a chilul Shabbos, and therefore we want to prevent that from happening. But over here, as unpleasant and horrible as it is, we would leave the person, the corpse inside the collapsed building until after Shabbos, and then continue the excavation, because you can't be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of a corpse. As far as the definition of death here, this is important. The definition of what constitutes halachic death is complex and beyond the scope of the Mishnah and here our topic. I don't discuss brain death at all here. But the rule set forth in the Gemara on this is that we're looking for breath. We're looking for a breath. And the Bartender emphasized that by actually bringing a pasuk, the pasuk from the beginning of Bereishis, referring to in Noach actually, where it says Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'Pav, that the Ruach Nishmas Ruach Chaim, I'll call it just the life force, the breath, is in his nose. The spirit of the life is in the nose, meaning that the sign that one is still alive is that there's still a breath, air coming in out the nose. So that means if the person is excavated and the first thing we achieve in, you know, exposing in the excavations is, let's say, you know, his torso, his thorax, and we hear that there's no heartbeat, it doesn't matter. We continue to excavate in search for the nose and mouth, and we want to ascertain if there's breath there. If there's breath there, then who cares about the heartbeat? We do indeed excavate, of course, as fast as possible. And if there is no breath anymore, we don't search for a heartbeat. We then rule that as the person as being a mace, and we leave him there as is till after Shabbos. Of course, the issues of kavod ames still apply, so we'll protect the body and shomer the body and so on until after Shabbos, but we won't do further Isra Shabbos for the sake of the corpse. We'll just protect the body until after Shabbos is over.